The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 8, 1976, in Washington, D.C.
We think, according to our philosophy, everything is the property of the Supreme Lord. And we are all sons.
Right.
So, everyone has the right to use the property of the Father. That consciousness should be spread.
Mm-hmm.
This barrier of nationalism is against Krishna consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Why there should be, actually, everything belongs to God. Isavasamidam sadmam. The sky, the land, the water, they are all creation of God, God's property. But we should not take more than what is allotted to us. That is, real life. Otherwise, I practically studied that there is enough land, just like in your country, in America, there is enough land not utilized. They can be properly utilized, and if food grains are produced, there is no question of scarcity of food all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not only in America, in Africa, in Australia. If we get nourishing food, every one of us, so there is no economic problem.
Mm-hmm. How do we handle these people who don't seem to want to carry their own weight, though, Papa? You know, the ones who don't want to work and help produce these. This food for the sharing.
It should be trained up. Therefore, Vedic civilization is training.
Mm-hmm.
Some section of the people, they should be very intellectuals.
Mm-hmm.
Brain, just like to maintain this body, we require, first of all, the brain. If the brain is not ordered, then other parts, they may be there. They are also useless. So similarly, in the society, some intellectuals should be maintained. They are called brahmanas. And some of the brahmanas, they are sannyasis. They are simply meant for giving good instruction. They should personally become very good and intellectual,
mm-hmm.
and they should give instruction to other people. What is the value of life? How to live? This is one section. They should be free from the anxiety of maintaining themselves. The society to treat them as children and give them all necessities, bare necessities.
Mm-hmm.
Not they are meant for living very luxuriously, no. Simple living. And then the next class, kshatriyas, the politicians, administrators, they are also required to give protection to the people from injury. Khatriya, khat means injury. And trayate, one who saves people from injury. it is khatriya's duty. The khatriya should protect all the living entities, including the animals. They are also subjects. says the first intellectual, Brahmana, then Kshatriya, then Vaishyas. Their business is to produce food. Food production you can do by agriculture, krishi, and by giving protection to the cows. If you get sufficient food grains, like rice, wheat, pulses, and sufficient milk, from milk you get sugar, butter, ghee, then your all food problem is solved. You must eat. You must eat, you must live properly. So this first, second, third, the intellectual class, the administrative class, and the productive class. These three classes must be there in the society. And those who cannot be grouped either of these three classes, they should generally help as workers. They are called Shudras. So, the workers means, suppose you require a sitting place, the carpenter is there. Suppose you require a knife, so the blacksmith is there. You require clothing, the weaver is there. In this way, four classes are made. First class, second class, third class are the intellectuals, the administrators, the producers, and the general worker. This is basic system of division. Brahman, this is for our living condition. And then, human life, especially meant for spiritual realization, self-realization, for that purpose, again, another four divisions. Generally, the brahmachari, student life, grihastha, married life, vanaprastha, retired life, and sannyas, renounced life. So, at the end of life, one should be renounced from all other responsibilities and completely devote his life for Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. In this way, when a person dies in God consciousness, his life is perfect. This is basic civilization. Eight divisions, varna and ashram. If you simply produce Shudras, working class, then you cannot have any happiness. That is not possible. And nowadays, democracy, if you send some Shudras to act as Kshatriyas, they cannot do it. You have got practical experience. In Vietnam, what happened?
The American soldiers, they were simply taking intoxication, hunting after prostitutes and running from the enemy.
And when those attacks, they are running on. Because they are Shudras, how they can fight? They are not trained as Kshatriyas. Anyone who is unemployed, let him become a soldier, then he cannot fight. That is not possible. Neither these class of men can have good brain to give direction to the society. The democracy means anyone can go to the government, and because he is not Kshatriya, his only business is how to get money, so long he is on the post. Just like you did not like your president, Mr. Nixon. So that is the risk. if you keep the society in chaotic condition, any department, intellectual, administration, production, they will all toxify you. And there cannot be any peace in the world. So this Vedic scheme, Varnasam, is a very important scheme. If possible, it should be introduced and taken up very seriously. That is one of the items of Krishna consciousness movement, to re-establish the institution of Varna and Ashram. Not by birth, but by qualification. Chatur Bandham Maya system, Guna Karma Vipan, Guna Karma. By quality. In India, the Varnashram is there, but it is not organized. Because the government does not take care. The government is imitating Western way of life. There is no need of Brahmana, there is no need of Kshatriya. Simply Shudras. Everywhere, this is the position. The Shudra population. Karo Shudra Sambhava. In this age, everyone is a Shudra. So it doesn't matter, everyone is born Shudra. But he should be trained up. Just like in our practical life we see that everyone is not born a scientist or engineer or lawyer. Everyone is born innocent, child. Then he is trained up by the guardians. Similarly, there should be a training. How to become Brahmana, how to become Kshatriya, how to become Vaishya. And the government should see that everyone, as he is trained up, he is working according to his quality and occupational duty. Then there is complete peace and harmony. And that human society is perfect.
His question is that now the government is corrupt, so what can be immediately done?
How can be? The democracy. You are corrupt, therefore your government is corrupt. You correct yourself, the government will be automatically correct. If you are rascal, the government will be rascal. The government means elected. So, if you are not a rascal, you will not elect another rascal to take charge of the government affairs. But because you are a rascal, you send another rascal. So how can you expect good government? You do not know whom to select. And besides that, the whole population is rascal, Shudra. So anyone you elect, by qualification he is a Shudra, worker. He is not an intelligent person, he is not Brahman, he is not Kshatriya. Actually, the legislative assembly or in your country, the Senate, they should be all Brahmanas. They give advice. Formerly this was the system. Although it was monarchy, even Lord Ramchandra or similar kings, they were not ruling independently. They were taking advice from learned Brahmanas, sages. So the legislative assembly should be a composition of intellectual Brahmanas. Then the other administrator, the president or the minister, they should be Kshatriyas. In this way, a social organization is made, then there will be perfect peace. If Shudras are allowed to rule over, what they know? Their only aim is that so long he is in the office, let me collect some money, that's all. And that will be the latest atmosphere. Dasu dharmino. Rajanna dasu dharmino. All the government men will become thieves and rogues. Dasu, dasu means thieves and rogues. As the thieves and rogues capture you on the street and ask whatever you have got, give others, kill you. So this will be the position in Kali Yuga. It is happening now. You cannot have any private property. Everything you have to declare. Otherwise, it will be taken by force. So, people will be very much embarrassed by two things. One thing is taxation, and another thing will be scarcity of food. In this way, all the people all over the world will be embarrassed, so much so that they will leave their home, hearth and home. Achinna daradravina gacchanti girikana. Being separated from family and property, they will take shelter in the hilly ranges or in the forest to get relief. This will be the position. Harassment. So much harassment. By nature, by government. Hare
Krishna.
Therefore, for complete happy society, this Krishna consciousness movement is essential. All intelligent persons, they should join this movement and reform the present social, political, religious, all field of activities, they should reform. Then people will be happy. Not only happy in this life, but also next life. Unfortunately, the present education does not provide knowledge of next life. There is no such education. They are kept in darkness like cats and dogs. They do not know that there is life after death, and we get our next life according to our present activities. Karmana daiva netrena. These things are unknown. Very risky life. If I am prime minister in this life or president, and if I am going to become a dog next life, then what is the benefit of becoming prime minister or president? And nature's law is that you get your next life according to the mentality at the time of death. So if I have acted like cats and dogs throughout whole life, naturally I shall think like cats and dogs at the time of death. The next life is cats. So I may be worshipped here in a statue that here is our beloved Prime Minister, and next time I'm barking as a dog. Then what is ready?
Well, it might depend on what kind of prime minister you were.
No, that is possible. I can become prime minister in any big man. But if I do not work properly, if I work like animal, then my next life is animal. There is no consideration that here is a prime minister, why he should become a dog. Nature will act. If you infect some disease, he may be prime minister or he may be a common man. If you have infected that disease, he must suffer from that disease. That is nature. There is no consideration that here is prime minister. He has infected the malaria germ. He should not suffer. Nature's law is not like that. Just like you say that in India there is malaria. So your daughter was not excused that here is a girl coming up, very respectable, good family. She should be excused. No excuse. You have infected malaria germ, you must have. So similarly, karanam guna sangha sadasat joni janmasu. We are associating with different, more some material nature. And according to our association, sat asat, good birth or low class birth is there. Either as demigods in the higher planetary system or human being in the middle planetary system, or as animals or low class. There are three classes of birth. That depends on our association with the modes of material nature, goodness, passion or ignorance. So at least in human form of life, nobody should be kept in ignorance. The facility must be given. That is civilization. Every human being should have the greatest opportunity to make his life successful. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Every human being is open to accept the principles of Krishna consciousness and make his life successful. Takta deham apunar janma naiti mameti. This is our way. To give everyone the facility of perfection of life. Now somebody may take a son, but he may not take. But the basic principle of this Krishna consciousness movement is to offer everyone the best facility. So, it is not a sectarian, religious, sentimental movement. It is a movement for giving real education, knowledge to the people all over the world without any discrimination. So at least those who are intelligent class of men, they should join and study this movement and try to broadcast for the good of the human society. Kumaro acharet prakta dharman bhagavata. From the very beginning of life, this Bhagavat principle should be trained. That is perfect. Brahmachari guru grihe vasandanta guru hitam. They should be trained now how to live at the house of the spiritual master, to be trained up to control the senses. Danta. Danta means to practice how to control the senses. That is the difference between human being and animal. Animal cannot be trained up to control their senses. That is not perfect. But a human being can be trained up to control the senses. The yoga practice is meant for controlling the senses. Yoga, indriya samyam. That is real yoga practice. Not that I indulge in sense gratification as I like and I become a yogi. This is all bogus. This is not yoga. Yoga means how to control the senses. Then I can concentrate my mind towards God-realization and self-realization. If my senses are always disturbing, it is not possible to apply my mind for self-realization. That is not possible. So therefore the yoga practice, preliminary practice, is jam-niyam, controlling, niyam, under regulatory principles. They are all described in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literature also. And the ultimate end of yoga practice is to think of Krishna. That is perfection of yoga. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manusha pasyanti jam yogina. By meditation, he is always thinking. This morning I was walking near that falls. I thought this is the best place for practicing yoga. Yoga cannot be practiced in a fashionable way in a big city and showing meditation. That is not possible. He must be free from everything. And in a secluded place alone, he should meditate upon the Supreme Lord. That is real yoga. Controlling all the senses, all disturbances and mind. Then it is perfect yoga. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manusha pasyanti jam yogina.
How different is this chapter 6 different from the Patanjali's Yoga Shastra and the Raja Yoga?
I don't think there is any.
There is no difference.
There is no fundamental difference. The same Bhagavad Gita recommends that you should select a very secluded place, in a solitary, sacred place. You say, make your asana, sit down perpendicularly, don't close your eyes. Completely open and concentrate on the tip of the nose. Everything is there. And then think of me. But what Arjuna said is, it is not possible. He was a frank gentleman. He was not a hypocrite. He said that you are recommending all this yoga practice. It is not possible for me. I am a politician. I have to execute so many other businesses. I cannot go to the secluded place and sit down like this. So you are recommending me for yoga practice. But I say I cannot. But at the present moment, they have become more than Arjuna. But Arjuna denied. They want to practice. This is another hypocrisy. Arjuna was not an ordinary man. He was so exalted that he could speak with Krishna directly. And coming from royal family, and he's famous as great fighter, he refused. I cannot do it. And we are taking to yoga practice. We have become more than Arjuna. This is going on. He does not think himself that Arjuna, such a great personality, he thought himself to be incapable of practicing yoga. And we are making a show of yoga, paying somebody large amount of money, that's all. This is why. Pite jadhyato Vishnu, tritayam jagato mahai. Dapare parichajyam, kalutad harikirtana. What was achievable by practicing yoga, that was possible. You are going?
Yes.
Give them some prasad. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Pleasure meeting you.
So, in the Kali Yuga, this age, so many difficulties, social, political, religious, cultural. So, in Kali Yuga, the practice of yoga is not possible. It was possible in the Satya Yuga. Trite Jadhyato Vishnu. That is meditation. That was possible in the Satya Yuga. But in Kali Yuga, you can do that. The same achievement you can have by Hari Kirtana, by chanting the holy name of the Lord. And practically you will find how are these disciples, young boys and girls, they are not practicing in a secluded place the yoga system, they are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and bring any yogi to the world and talk with them and see the company. Because that is fashion only. It has no practical value. And here is practical value. Maybe one or two is successful, but mass of people, yoga practice is not recommended. That is not possible to be executed. But if you take to this Hare Krishna movement, Hare Krishna movement, very soon, Kripam Bhavati Dharmatma Sat Chanti Nigacchati. You see practically. They are young boys and girls. At least they have given up the four principles of sinful life. And they are practicing. And they will improve. If they stick to the principles, they will improve.
Your Grace, how can a person tell what his or her duty or occupation is supposed to do?
Yes, duty is already prescribed. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam vaja. You have read Bhagavad Gita. So this is the duty. You give up all other duties. You simply take to me, surrender unto me. This is it. All other duties, they are temporary. And this is real duty, to surrender to God. If you think that I am giving up all other duties, my family duty, my community duty, my national duty, and so many, because you may think like that giving up all duties, I simply become Krishna conscious. As Arjuna was thinking, but Krishna gives you assurance. Aham tva sarva papibha mokkhayishyami ma suci. Don't worry. I shall give protection. If you think that by giving up other duties, you will be sinful, so I give you assurance that I shall give you all protection. This is clearly stated. So this is the only duty. Have to surrender to Krishna and become his perfect devotee. This is all the duty.
What is referred to then in Karmandavadi Karaste Mahapalashikada?
That is when you do not know what is the ultimate duty. Because you are thinking that you are Indian, somebody is thinking he is American, somebody is thinking he is this or that. So, there the advice is, try to relinquish the result of your effort. Don't be attached to the resultant action of your duty. The idea is to become detached. But because you cannot do it immediately, therefore the advice is always you remain in your so-called duty, but don't be attached to the result of your action. Then where the action will go? Suppose I am a businessman and I have earned, say, $2 million. So, māphaleṣu kadācana. The result is already there. What shall I do it? $2 million, sir. I shall throw it in the street. What do you think?
Not to be attached to it.
Not attached. What is the attachment? No attachment means I have earned this $2 million and I throw it away. That is no attachment. The actual fact is that you become attached to Krishna and detached to everything. But as you cannot do it immediately, this is a policy. Same policy, Bhavandev. He went to beg from Bali Maharaj. So Bali Maharaj was very munificent. He gave him, yes, promise, whatever he wanted. So he took everything.
In the 18th chapter, they say, soi soi karma.
Soi soi karma. A man can become perfect by doing his prescribed duty.
Yeah, it's a fact. If you work as a Brahmin, if you are thinking yourself as a Brahmana, then you act as Brahman. You cannot act as a Shudra. As a Brahman, you cannot accept anyone's service. Then you become Shudra. You deviate from your own position. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, they will never accept anyone's service. Only the Shudra. Parichatyatmakam-kārjam śudra-karma-sabhāvati. When you live at the mercy of others, this is called dog's business. That's the dog live at the mercy of the master. So it is strictly prohibited for the brahmanas, even in very difficult position, you can act as a kshatriya. You can act as a vaishya, but never accept the position of a dog, as śudra. This is the injunction. The seṣe karmati, you stick to your own business. If you claim as a brahmana, you must act as a brahmana. Then you'll become successful. You cannot remain a brahmana and accept the business of a dog. That is not seṣe karma. For everything what is stated there in the Bhagavad Gita, that is perfect. So people at the present moment, they are living at the mercy of others. That is dog's business. Therefore, this shastra it is said, Kalo Shudra Sambhava. In the Kali Yuga, everyone is a Shudra. There is no Brahmin, no Kshatri, no Vaishya. That is generally accepted. Because at the present moment, education means to get some service. What is the value of that education? If you become dependent on others, then what is the value of this education? Therefore, kalau śūdra sammaḥ, everyone is a śūdra. But this Krishna consciousness movement says, śrī-āvaśyā-tathā-śūdra, never mind. Even if you are śūdra, take to Krishna consciousness, you become perfect. Either you become woman or śūdra or vaiśya, it doesn't matter. Or any other pāpuśaṁ. Māṁhi pārta vipāśrita jepiṣu pāpuśaṁ. Devijānti-parā. So this is the most liberal movement, that it doesn't matter what you are, if you take to Krishna consciousness, then you become perfect. Sagunān samacitta etān brahma bhūyāya kalpa. Is on the Brahma platform. Above all these different modes of materialism. These Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, these are differences on the material platform. But when you come to the spiritual platform, there is no such difference. Pandita Samadasya. So, we are trying to bring everyone to that spiritual platform. Therefore, they cannot understand. They vision everything from materialistic point of view. They have no idea of spiritual life. Therefore, they misunderstand. But if we read thoroughly Bhagavad Gita, then everything is clear. Se karmani means he must act according to his position. If he claims to become a Brahmin, he must act as Brahmin. Guna karma. If you actually have the Brahmin's qualification, you must act as a Brahmin. And that's what is the use of claiming that I am a Brahmin. That is not accepted.
The karma is thinking that service to humanity is a real high platform because...
Yes, it is the best service to humanity, to raise them from gross ignorance of animal life. This is the best service. People are in gross ignorance of animal life, and Krishna consciousness movement is trying to raise him from that animal life to spiritual life. That is the best service.
Is Krishna right here in the room?
Yes. Don't you see Krishna?
Yeah. So without looking at the picture, is Krishna right here?
You look or not look, he's there. If you have got some eye disease, you cannot see. But he's there.
Ishvara Sarvabhutanam.
He's within your heart. He's within atom. Annantarasthan, paramanuchayantarasthan. But you have no eyes to see. And then Krishna is everywhere. Therefore, those who are on the first-class platform of devotional service, they see everywhere Krishna. Thavara jangam dakhe nadakhe tar murti, sarvatra spuraye tar ishtade murti. He is saying to the tree, but he is not saying the tree. He is saying Krishna. That is the difference. Sabar jangam dekhe, na dekhe tarbo. Sarvatra sura. He sees this tree, how it is Krishna's energy, how it is acting. He studies all things as he studied in the Bhagavad Gita. Premanjana churita bhakti vilocanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilocanena. Sadaiva. On account of his love. That is very common sense. If you love somebody, wherever you are seeing your lover, when I shall meet him, where he is, how are you doing? That was the gopi's business. Krishna was on the pasturing ground, and gopis are crying at home. The Krishna's foot is so soft, and he is walking in the field barefooted. How many these crags pricking him? These were singing their cries. That is perfection. Satatam kirtan tanva jatam tascha dhirapta.
The Prabhupada, you say in your books so many times that somehow or other we have fallen into this material world due to our enviousness, our independence.
Many reasons.
I can't seem to get a grasp on this at all. That if we, in our original constitutional position, is part and parcel of Krishna, and in that position, that original position of full knowledge, of full bliss, and our being in our eternal nature. And I now have some experience of how strong this material energy is and how Maya works somewhat, but if I had known this and I had this full knowledge, then I would have had this knowledge of how Maya works and how I might fall.
You live the life of Jai Vijay, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaka. They were Krishna's door people. How they fell down. Did you read it? Did you read the life of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaka?
Yes,
how they did? They are from Vaikuntha. They are Krishna's personal associate, keeping the doorkeeper. How they fell down?
How did they fall down?
The family of Hiranyakashipu?
Anyway, there is chance of falling down at any moment.
Well, in his family, they wanted to enjoy the material world.
Whatever it may be, the fall down is there. So, because we are living entity, we are not as powerful as Krishna. Therefore, we may fall down from Vaikuntha at any moment. So, even in the Vaikuntha, if I desire, that why shall I serve Krishna? Why not become Krishna? Immediately fall down. That is natural. A servant is serving the master. Sometimes he may think that I could become the master. They are thinking of that. They are trying to become God. That is delusion. He cannot become God. That is not possible. But he is wrongly thinking.
Why doesn't Krishna protect us from that desire?
He is protecting. He says that you rascal don't desire. Surrender it to me. But you are rascal. You do not do this.
Why does he save me from thinking like that?
No, that means you lose your independence.
And no love.
That is false. Dhoragade, prem, in Bengali it is said. If you catch one girl or boy, you love it, you love it, you love it. Is it love? You love me, otherwise I shall kill you. Is that love? So Krishna does not want to become a lover like that, on the point of view of love. You love me, otherwise I shall kill you. That is not love. That is threatening. Love is reciprocal, voluntary, good exchange of feeling. Then there is love. Not by force. That is rape. Why one is called love and another is called rape?
But isn't it by force anyway? And if we don't love Krishna, we suffer.
That is your business. You suffer.
So then it's
but like that Krishna does not force you. He says, really, you love me, you'll be happy. If you don't love, you suffer. But that is your business.
So what is the choice?
Choice is yours. If you are a rascal, you don't make the choice. The best choice. You suffer. The rascals, they suffer. And intelligent, but they do not suffer. If you are intelligent, then Krishna said that you surrender to me, you surrender, then you are intelligent. If you are rascal, then you reject and you suffer. When a father says to his rascal son, my dear son, you just hear me, do like this, you'll be happy. If he does not do, he suffers. There is no other alternative.
But, Prabhupada, first material world made on the level of a jailhouse.
Uh-huh.
It's made on the level of a jailhouse. That I've been told the attitude of a jail instead of the attitude of
the because there will be so many criminals, therefore government has to construct a jailhouse. It is government's not desire. It is expensive, unnecessary. But because there are rascals who will become criminals, the government has jailhouse. So, one who wants to remain independent of Krishna, for them this material world, all right, to remain there.
We also say that Krishna is fulfilling the desires of every living entity.
Yes.
So if we want to enjoy independent of Krishna, why doesn't he let us really enjoy independent of him?
That is not possible. That is Maya, it is called. You are not enjoyer, you are servant. Because you are willing to become enjoyer, you suffer, that's all. You are not enjoyer.
Then he's not fulfilling the desire.
Huh?
No,
you wanted to enjoy at your ease. Sometimes you become the king of heaven, and sometimes you become the germs of a stool.
Mm. Enjoy your risk.
Yes. Mm. No, that is a fact.
Instead of under his protection, you enjoy your risk.
Therefore he advises, rascal, you give up all this enjoying spirit. You just surrender to me, you'll be happy.
Mm.
But you don't accept it. Therefore, sometimes you are in the heavenly kingdom, sometimes as worn in the stool. That is going on. That is your reason.
Your Grace, may I ask a question? Before I asked about a man not knowing what his duty was, and you spoke of the highest duty of giving up of Krishna and becoming detached from the fruits of your action. But suppose the question is, what should I become? A shopkeeper, a teacher, a carpenter?
In any condition, you can surrender yourself to Krishna. Sakarmanatama bharsha.
But it sounds like that it doesn't matter what I do as long as I dedicate my action to
Krishna. That will require spiritual master to guide you.
So I cannot know myself.
That is not possible.
And intuition doesn't help.
Any intuition is wrong. It is a practice. He thinks I should steal. His intuition says. His practice to steal, then intuition says you steal. That is not guide. Intuition means a thing which you have practiced. That's all. You are accustomed.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
And how does a man find out what his duty is?
The duty is, Shastra is there, Bhagavad Gita is there, the Bible is there, they follow.
Whether a man should be a shopkeeper or a teacher or a carpenter, and the Bible won't tell me that, and the Bhagavad Gita won't tell me that.
Bhagavad Gita is there, the four divisions of human society, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, so each one's duty is prescribed. Brahman's duty, Kshatriya's duty, Vaishya's duty, Shudra's duty, Brahmachari's duty, everything is there.
But then you said before, if I think I'm Brahmachari, then I should be a Brahmachari. If I think I'm a Sudra, you act as a Brahmachari.
If you are a Brahmachari, you are. You will be successful.
But how do I know that I am thinking properly?
Therefore I say it is mentioned in the Shastra. Brahmachari Guru Tule Vasandanta Guru Hitam. If you want to be a lawyer, you must know the law. Without knowing the law, how you become a lawyer? Without knowing the engineering art, how you become an engineer? So either you become a brahmachari, grihastha, or manaprastha, or sannyasi, or anything, you must know what you are meant for. Without knowing how you can become a brahmachari.
I must know what I am meant for.
Yeah.
But that's what my question is, how does one know?
Then you have to go to the tadvijnanartham sa guru me avigacche. Just like we are discussing that Sanatana Goswami, he has gone to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, Sir, you have brought me from the entanglement of family life. Now tell me what is my duty. That discussion is going on. So you should approach Guru and take instruction from him, what is, how to act. If you want to act as a brahmachari, he'll give you direction, you do this. If you want to act as a grihastha, he'll give you direction, you do like this. That is what the Guru, the parents, the government, they should guide.
But it says that if I follow another person's occupation, even if I do it better than my own occupation, that it's not as good as following what I ought to be doing.
If you are unfit for that occupation, why should you imitate? Waste your time.
Right.
Yeah.
See, since I don't want to waste your time.
If you are fit for becoming a carpenter, why should you imitate a Brahmin? Better be an expert carpenter and serve Krishna is the result of carpentry. That is perfect.